Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Boy to Girl for Girls Only Club Part 12 by Pamela. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Mrs. O'Connor suggested that they pay a visit to the ladies' room and then have a bite to eat before resuming their shopping. Blake was in a dire need to have his makeup fixed after all the crying he had done that morning. Though shaken by Mrs. Taylor's condemnation, he felt cheered by the thought that even she had to admit that physically he was a more than passable girl. In fact, he felt truly feminine as he walked through the store in his skirt and blouse, holding his purse, feeling the swish of his pantyhose as each leg slid against the other. He looked down and watched as his skirt billowed around him and saw his breasts gently swaying, and the cameo on his necklace lightly bounce back and forth in his cleavage. He felt excited at all the beautiful bras, panties, and slips that he had bought, and he couldn't wait to spend a day wearing each of them in turn. Most especially, he enjoyed being just one of the girls walking together with Karen, Kathy, Amy, Janet, Penny, and Mrs. O'Connor. He saw several men admire his figure as he walked by. A young electrician working on a display even went so far as to smile invitingly at him. Blake noticed the bulging biceps in his t-shirt and his handsome face with sandy blonde hair. He thought to himself, that must be the type of guy who'll really make me feel like a girl. The other girls had noticed him too, because Amy whispered conspiratorially to him, isn't he cute? And Blake, laughing, said, and how? He felt very womanly and happy and excited at the thought of being one of the girls as they met and experienced all kinds of boys and men. At these moments, he felt sure that he was making good progress in learning to think and act like a girl. Eventually, he would never make mistakes as he'd done with Mrs. Taylor. The more he practiced, the quicker the transformation would be. When they reached the bathroom and were about to enter the door marked Women, they saw a group of boys coming from the other direction heading toward the men's room. Among them was Clifford, who recognized them. He said, "Hi, Mrs. O'Connor. I see you and the girls are doing some shopping today." He pointed to the shopping bag of bras, panties, and slips that Amy was holding for Blake. The tone in Clifford's voice made it clear that he was putting on a show for the sake of Mrs. O'Connor. Some of the boys giggled behind him. "And what about you, Clifford?" Mrs. O'Connor said. "Why are you spending this nice day shopping indoors?" "Oh, no, Mom. Me and the other guys just need to use the John," Clifford said. "Well, we don't want to stop you if you're in a hurry," Amy said. "We wouldn't want an accident," Karen said. All the girls laughed at this, except Blake, who was worried that Clifford would recognize him. Clifford ignored the joke and said, "Who's your friend? I haven't seen her around town." He was directly facing Blake and showed no signs of recognizing him. "This is Pamela, a new girl in town." "Pamela, this is the one and only Clifford," Karen said sarcastically. "Pamela, what a pretty name to fit such a pretty girl." He took a step closer and extended his hand for Blake to shake. Blake, completely flustered by the attention, blushed and delicately offered his hand, which Clifford took and shook once up and down. "So where do you live?" Amy intervened quickly. "Clifford, why are you being so nosy? Show some manners." Clifford pretended he didn't hear and kept his gaze fixed on Blake. "You know you're real cute, Pamela." Blake blushed even more. He was under Clifford's control and didn't know what to say. He glanced into Clifford's eyes and tried to return his gaze. He saw Clifford's eyes dart down and look at his chest, and then again at his skirt and pantyhosed legs. "I'd like to call you up sometime," Blake was starting to say, "thank you." When Mrs. O'Connor put a sudden end to the encounter, "There will be plenty of time for getting to know one another some other day. The girls and I have to powder our noses, and Clifford, you and the boys can take care of your business over there." Mrs. O'Connor turned and opened the door to the bathroom, and the girls began following her inside. Amy put her arm around Blake's waist and led him toward the door. "One second, Pamela," Clifford said. Blake stopped and looked at him. "I really do want to call you sometime." Blake noticed that his eyes were blue, and he had to admit that in spite of his being basically a cretin, he had a certain male virility that attracted him. There seemed to be almost a hunger in Clifford's eyes, like he wanted to ravish Blake's body. Blake felt like a deer frozen in a car's headlights. He felt the tug of Amy and turned to leave, saying, "I've got to check my makeup. It was nice meeting you." Just as he stepped into the bathroom, he faintly heard one of the boys saying to Clifford, "Did you see the tits on her?" And then heard Clifford say, "Yeah, I'm going to get my hand in Pamela's bra." There were a few other ladies in the bathroom when the seven of them entered. Two women were in the powder room area checking on their makeup in front of large mirrors. Beyond this, in an adjoining room, were four stalls in a row. One was occupied, and Amy indicated to Blake that he should take the one on the end. Just before entering it, she whispered to him that he should probably change his pad. While Blake entered the stall, Amy entered the one next to him, and Mrs. O'Connor entered the third. Blake shut the door behind him. He saw that it had a hook upon which to hang his purse. Turning around, he saw that there was a small closed container next to the toilet, which he assumed was meant for his used pad. There was also a dispenser on the side of the stall which was filled with new pads. He raised his skirt and slip and then lowered his pantyhose and panties and sat on the seat which appeared to be very clean. He could hear Amy pull down her jeans and Mrs. O'Connor. Within a second, both of them were peeing loudly into the water. He was very scared that he would have trouble going pee like before, but fortunately, the woman in the other stall suddenly flushed the toilet, and it provided enough of a diversion that he found himself peeing also. He aimed his stream into the water so it sounded like the other women. He felt proud of himself for getting over his shyness. He heard Amy take a long piece of bathroom tissue to clean herself with, and then Mrs. O'Connor do the same. Then Amy flushed the toilet, and then Mrs. O'Connor. One of the other girls had entered the available stall, and he heard her pull down her jeans and start to pee as well. He took off his old pad and took a new one from the dispenser. After opening up the plastic wrapper, he put the old one in it and then raised up the lid of the garbage container. He saw that there were several other used pads in there, mostly in wrappers, but one was just folded over and there was some dried blood on the edge. He threw his old pad away and closed the lid. Then he placed the new pad in his panties, flushed the toilet, and lifted up his panties and pantyhose. He adjusted his slip and skirt until he felt comfortable. He stepped out and smiled at Mrs. O'Connor and Amy, who had been waiting to make sure he was okay. After they all washed their hands, they walked to the outer section where Amy and Mrs. O'Connor had Blake sit down next to them in front of the makeup counter. Blake saw Mrs. O'Connor and Amy take compacts out of their purses. He looked in his purse and saw that Penny had put one in there for him. He took it out and opened it up, seeing a small mirror, a lipstick, a slot with a brush, and some pads of makeup. Amy, sitting next to him, whispered to him to imitate what she was doing. Thus, he took out the little brush and gently dabbed some additional powder on his cheeks. Then he took out the lipstick and put a new layer on his lips, puckering and rolling them together like he saw Amy and Mrs. O'Connor doing. He found a brush in his purse and touched up his hair with it. Then he stood up daintily as a couple of older women were walking into the bathroom. "Oh, Molly, we are in luck. Here is a very sweet young girl," one of the women said to the other, smiling brightly at Blake. "Young lady, we are having a bit of a problem. It seems that my earring fell out and I just caught it before I lost it, but it has an unusual clasp which I need some young hands and eyes to get it back on properly. Would you be so kind as to help?" "Sure, Mom," Blake said shyly. She gave him the earring and he studied it for a second to figure out how it worked. It had a pin which had to fit through the ear hole and then clip into a mechanism on the other side. "I think I see how it goes. Here, let me try." He oriented the pin correctly and then bent close to the lady's ear and gently held up the earring to put it on. His movements were delicate and as feminine as he could be. When he was done, he said, "There, I think I've got it on right." The woman said, "Yes, you've done such a nice job. I can't thank you enough." Then Molly said, "You are such a dear, such a fine young lady with such a pretty figure. What a lovely shade of nail polish. What's your name?" Blushing, Blake said, "Pamela." The women continued, saying, "Doing some spring shopping today?" Blake nodded his head yes and said, "Yes, I bought a few bras and panties and some slips." He indicated the bag, which he had taken from Amy. "Let's see what you bought." Blake took out the bras that were all wrapped in tissue paper. He lifted up the paper and showed the collection to the ladies. "My, don't you have a fancy taste in bras? I've got an Olga bra and some others, and oh yes, I got some maiden forms. I think they are the most comfortable, and I really like the way they are decorated with lace. Oh, they look very pretty. It's so nice to meet a young girl who loves lacy things. When we were young, all the girls wore lace corsets and very elaborate frilly bras under their clothes. Nowadays, it's so sad that many girls are trying to wear what looks like boys' underwear. Mrs. O'Connor and the girls had now joined Blake and had introduced themselves. The two ladies were sisters and lived in the wealthiest part of town in a famous Victorian estate. After a few minutes, Mrs. O'Connor announced that, "We've got to get some lunch and then buy Pamela a few more things. I have to buy some stockings and dresses," Blake said. "Yes, dresses and skirts, that's what girls only used to wear before the days of jeans. Here, let me give you our address. We would love to have you come for a ladies' tea some afternoon where we could show you some of our old clothes. There may be some things you would like to wear." The woman wrote out an address and phone number and told Blake that he must not forget to call them and come by for a visit.
"Thank you, Mom. I think I would like to visit you very much," Blake said affectionately.
"Your daughter is such a sweet thing. You should be proud."
"Thank you."
"I am very proud of Pamela," Mrs. O'Connor said. "It was nice meeting you." Then the two women each gave Blake a kiss on the cheek and proceeded into the bathroom part. The girls' only club members left the women's room giggling, and Blake said, "They thought I was your daughter, Mrs. O'Connor." "Yes, I know. In a sense, I think you are, so I didn't want to tell them otherwise. Let's get some lunch now." I think Mrs. Taylor picked up on a certain excitement you felt about getting a girdle. To be honest, to a real woman, wearing a girdle is not a lot of fun. They are very constraining. Many women who get a little spread out at the hips and waist own them, because it is a quick and easy way to slim down so they can put on some of their favorite clothes, which might otherwise be too tight. Mrs. O'Connor explained this to Blake as gently as she could while they were having their lunch in a restaurant in the mall.
"It's okay, Mrs. O'Connor, I see what you mean."
"Mrs. O'Connor," Penny spoke up, "I think part of what Pam was thinking came about from the girls in the club. The other day, during recess, we showed her some of the different options for holding up stockings. Amy was wearing a panty girdle with attached garters, so it is natural that Pam might not have fully remembered that only older women tend to wear girdles while girls our age wear panty girdles. I think it's hard for us to see what things we take for granted, being girls, that are not at all obvious to a boy. It must be very overwhelming to have to learn so many things in such a short time, Pamela." "Thank you for saying that, Penny, because to tell you the truth, I do feel overwhelmed. By the time of the wedding, though, I want to be just as much a girl as any of you. But now I'm not so sure that that is going to happen. Why don't you tell us what you are finding difficult, and we'll think of ways to help teach you," Janet said.
"That's a great idea, Janet," Blake said excitedly.
"There are so many things about being a girl I don't quite understand. For example, I am so excited by all the pretty things we bought so far, and I know that many girls must feel a similar way, but I'm not sure that I'm feeling it in exactly the same way as girls do."
"What do you mean, Pamela?" Amy said. All the girls were very interested and crowded close to take part in the discussion.
"Well, for example, if one day you happen to be feeling very feminine, do you then think I'll wear my frilliest bra and panties today? Or instead, do you put on a frilly bra and panties and then think, gee, now I feel very feminine? And also, how much of your feeling sexy depends on thinking about a man finding you sexy?"
"How can we explain?" Penny said.
"First of all, Pamela, you should realize that girls wear bras because we have breasts. I mean, that is the ultimate reason why we do so. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't wear them. That may seem very obvious, but it is important for you to understand it. Because the day you wake up in the morning and reach for your bra to put on, because you have to wear it to keep your breasts from bouncing around too much and being uncomfortable, that is the day you can really consider yourself a girl. I mean, you don't reach for it because you think, gee, what fun, I get to wear my bra today."
"But Penny, that is what I am thinking."
"Yes, but that is what we all thought too when we first got breasts and started to wear bras. Then every day we were excited about wearing them. But what about caring about having frilly bras as against more plain ones? I mean, why does a girl care about the lace or not?"
"Well, there is just something in girls which likes pretty things. Just like there is something in men which really like having big muscles and doing heavy athletics. That is why we are all very comfortable with you learning to be a girl with us, because we can all identify with your need to be around pretty things. Your inner nature appears to be as feminine as any of us. It is also kind of cute watching you be a little sister to us, all your love for lacy bras and pink colors and puffy dresses. We know exactly where you are, because each of us went through that phase. Your wanting to play with dolls and dress up in little girl dresses is practice in learning how to eventually become a mommy, Penny continued. Babies are as soft and delicate as anything can be, and it is their mothers who can offer them the safe and nurturing environment they need when they are born. Femininity goes hand in hand with holding and dressing and feeding babies. But we all had to experience this as young girls, so we'll be prepared as adult women to take good care of our infants. Yes, Pamela, we want you to find out about the world from a girl's point of view, so you become a real girl one day, Janet said. We want you to be very precious and darling, and we want you to depend on us to teach you everything you need to know. So don't be embarrassed about being too feminine or making mistakes. And also, let yourself experience boys and men from a girl's point of view, because nothing will force you to become feminine faster than having to deal with the man's world out there. Boys are always trying to tell us what to do, Kathy said. One way we really knew that you were a girl at heart was the way you never tried to boss us around. You have your opinions, but you aren't feeling like you always have to tell us what we should be thinking or not. Blake thought about what they had said and felt reassured that he wasn't being unreasonable, wanting a lot of very girlish things. Someday I want to feel like you just described, where I can buy and wear girls' clothes because I need them. That would really make me a girl. I think that's why I really want to own some girdles. Since to me, a girdle symbolizes just a very feminine thing, which would make me more of a real girl if I owned one. Then I could think each day if I want to wear panties, or perhaps a girdle, or perhaps a garter belt or pantyhose, just whatever my mood was. And I guess I would know how to dress for any occasion. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.